You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
I'm over at the Hable stand and joined by Luke, who we spoke a couple of weeks ago, but it's nice to meet in person.
Yes, nice to meet you too.
Yeah. So you've got the Stacktiles here. We spoke about the speech labels, but then you've also got the Stacktiles as well. Do you want to tell us a bit about these?
Yes. We showcase our new Stacktiles product here. This is the first time we actually showed them in the UK. So we actually have them, give them to people to try them out. We've been selling them through our own website for a bit already, so there are some people familiar with the product, but this is the first time we really showcase them here. And these are our Stacktiles sticker range. I can give you one to sort of feel and see what you feel there.
Oh, okay, yeah. I take it this is one of the sheets, like the sheets of them, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that's
this
nice.
Is the basic shapes one. So this one is general basic shapes and textures. And these are particularly being used for a lot of interfaces in the household. So you can imagine microwaves, cooking hobs, these type of products. And what makes these really unique is that they are washable and dishwasher proof, but they also work on touchscreens.
Yeah.
So if you have your ceramic or induction cooking hob, you can use these stickers to operate this cooking hob.
And what I like about these as well, actually, feeling them, they're not too sort of raised up, and you know, they feel like they wouldn't really stand out, which is always something that I kind of look for, you know, something that doesn't look sort of really obvious that you got a marker on it, if you know what I mean.
So I do have to say they have very bright colors, so for somebody they might stand out, but that's also because we like to make it also fun, and one of our slogans is assistive technologies made to make you smile, and that's also what we try to do here. And we also have sheets that are more geared towards it, and for example we also have tactile emojis. That's a different sheet I have right here.
Okay.
Here you have a sheet with different emotes and smileys.
Now that is cool. I've heard the screen reader like description of these emojis, but I've never really seen them represented. That's really cool, actually. That's kind of interesting.
And then you can feel them.
Yeah. I kind of piece together what they are as well, actually. How did you do these? Because you seem to have done these with quite a lot of precision gone into these ones in particular.
Yeah, so it's been a whole journey to get to the products as they are right now. So these are made with UV printing. So it's a 3D printing process to make these stickers raised. Then we have to add a coating to them so that they are washable and that they also are preserved very well over time. And then, of course, we have to do the custom cutouts of the sticker and the cutting. So it's a whole process to make these stickers. But the outcome is a really sort of accessible product. It's very easy to stick them on anything you like. We also have people that use this to stick on their water bottle, for example. See, make sure they can always identify their own water bottle, and so there are you can get really, really creative with all the stickers we have. And if you are proficient in Braille, we also have the just normal tiny Braille stickers that are made with the same technology. So these are also used for interfaces and for labeling items or
all the Braille. I suppose these could be used for learning Braille as well, couldn't they?
You could imagine using that.
And what's the feedback been like through these? Because like you said, this is the first time you're showcasing them. Yeah. Has there been a lot of interest?
There's been a lot of interest, and it's been overwhelmingly positive. We've been selling them in a few other countries already for a few months. And we've also showcased them at Site City 2 months ago in Frankfurt. And there we completely sold out of all our Stacktiles. So we made sure to bring extra when we are here. But so far our response has been really, really positive. And it's one of these nice products that can sort of help you with daily challenges that you encounter. It's just one of these products that is not a very high barrier to sort of start using. You can just buy one sheet and try them out and see if they work for you. So that's the...
And do you want to just give us details of how people can get more info if they're interested?
So you can find everything about our products on our website, which is www.imhable.com. There you can also purchase the products directly from us. At this moment, they can only be sold in the UK from you can only buy them from our own website. We're still setting up wholesale partners and resellers in the UK, but will probably come soon in the coming months. And we sell them here, so if people are around here listening to this, they can buy them at our booth, and we do offer a discount for this event specifically. The smaller sheets we sell at £11, and the bigger sheets we sell around £13.50. And we have a 10% discount here, so that would come to roughly £10 and £12.50 when we sell them.
Great. Nice to chat to you, Luke. Nice to see you in person, as I said. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, and nice to also meet you here. It's been nice chatting to you. Thanks.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.